crawling behind the gate. The gate swings into the stretch, and here they come. They're horsing around.
Welcome to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel, and I am here with my partner, Kelly Bell, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to hear from Roger Houston about the news from around the state and the U.S., but also we are talking to the executive director of the Ohio Thoroughbred Breeders and Owners, Michael Anacino. Hey, Michael.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Gosh, you know, the other side of the track from harness racing is the thoroughbred racing, and Ohio is full of both. And it's a very exciting time.
It sure is. I mean, there's 7 racetracks in Ohio, 3 thoroughbred and 4 standard bred. And in my opinion, Ohio represents the best bang for the buck and the best chance for individual investors to actually make money in the horse racing industry.
Yeah. And Kelly and I have talked a lot about just the different things. In general, people that don't know racing and for whatever reason haven't shown up at a racetrack, the best bang for your buck is really, I mean, Kelly, you know, you explain it the best. You talk about a night out and what all the fun you can have.
I do. We met some friends just 2 nights ago at Scioto Downs. We all hooked up, sat at a picnic table outside in fresh air. Everybody got a beer. We were watching the horses go by, got our little program. You know, my friends that went with us don't really know much about harness racing. They don't know how to read a betting program. I think it's that little hurdle that intimidates people not to try it, but it is so simple. I mean, there's a cheat sheet at the bottom of every page that says the track master thinks these 3 horses are going to come in first. And, you know, so you place a bet on them. You can make bets for 10 cents on superfectas or $1, you know, and make a little money at the end of the night while you have dinner with your family and friends on a beautiful summer night outdoors. It's really fun. And if you get bored, you know, you can go into the casino and play the slots for a little bit too.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's true. And, you know, many racetracks too, they have musical entertainment during the summer. They have multiple concessions, some bring in food trucks, and most of them, it's free admission. So you don't have to pay to go. You don't have to stay the whole time. So you can spend 3 hours, you can spend 30 minutes, and you don't have to gamble. And that is something that people don't necessarily understand, but you can simply play amongst your friends and, you know, I'll take the 2, you take the 3 kind of a thing. And yep, I mean, we have in thoroughbreds anyway, there's 296 racing days a year where there is some sort of a program being held in the state of Ohio. So multiple opportunities during the week and on weekends to come out and enjoy a little horse racing.
You know, I want to ask you a little bit about the thoroughbreds. The racing is different from harness racing. You've got the thoroughbreds are very tall, athletic looking horses with very long legs, lean bodies, big chests, lots of oxygen. And they run at a full run. Sometimes on a grass track, usually in an oval, right?
Yes.
Which is different from the harness racing where they're pulling a cart and they're either trotting or pacing. A lot of these trotters and pacers are almost as fast as the thoroughbreds, but it's a different kind of horse. They're a little smaller and stockier, different breed completely. What can you tell us to paint a picture of the thoroughbreds?
So I've owned harness horses in the past and I don't own them now. I own thoroughbreds now. So both of them are truly equine athletes. The harness gait is very regulated with the trotting and the pacing gaits. So you will, most of the harness horses, whether they be a trotter or a pacer, they do sort of look alike. The trotters will all look like trotters, the pacers like pacers. They have, because they have the same gait. So there is more of a similarity. And after you watch races maybe once or twice, you will be able to pick out the difference between a pacer and a trotter because of the, you know, the way their legs move. Thoroughbreds are very different. There are no hobbles on the thoroughbreds' legs. And every thoroughbred is more, I guess, akin to a human. They, if they have idiosyncrasies in their conformation, they will, their gait will be a little different than the horse lined up next to them. Hmm. They are going slightly faster. You know, harness horses will run a mile in about 2 minutes, give or take, you know, 5 seconds, let's say. Thoroughbreds will run a mile in about a minute and 36 to a minute and 40 seconds. So they are going a little bit faster.
I believe we had a filly trotter last year that did a mile in 1:43.
1:43 sounds like a timer malfunction.
I think that's absolute fact. It's incredible.
Because I was in New York when Niatros broke the 1:50 barrier for the mile, which was a very unheard of thing there. That's an interesting thing because thoroughbreds, you know, I don't know the fastest mile time in history, but it will be very close to what normal thoroughbreds run. So, for example, if a decent thoroughbred will run 1:36, maybe the fastest mile would have been 1:33. So it wouldn't be something that's 10 seconds or 20 seconds faster than the average. And that makes thoroughbred racing also very competitive. You get many, many races will be decided by heads and noses. Mm-hmm. And it makes it an exciting thing. And if you have the winner, and a very disappointing thing if you don't. So it's interesting, but it is both sports. You do really see equine athletes. It's my absolute belief that race horses love to race, and they are at their happiest when they are competing. And one other thing I guess I would add is in both sports, if you ever go on the backstretch of a racetrack and watch the care given to these horses, definitely my vet bills for my horses are higher than my own doctor bills. We are watching every single thing. Every single day the horses are out of their stalls. They're exercised in some way. They go from top to bottom. Somebody is putting their hands on the horse, checking them over. Many trainers will take the temperature of the horse every day. I know very few humans who take their temperature every day. It's not like they're randomly eating or they're out there grazing. They get very carefully designed feed programs. They receive vitamins and supplements to help them. So the care one of these equine athletes gets is pretty outstanding universally, no matter what track you are, no matter what state you are. Most of the people involved truly love their horses, and they will do everything and often put their horses ahead of themselves and their family to make sure that they get the best of care. I mean, you're around these animals every day, and they have personalities. They're not pets because they are working athletes, but they're still animals. And they still depend on you, and there is a bond between them that a person would give to their dog or cat, let's say. So to think that isn't happening, that it's just a business, would be completely wrong.
When it comes to thoroughbred racing, where are the tracks located? What portions of the year are you running races, and what is your big event in Ohio?
We have three racetracks: Thistledown in Cleveland, Belterra Park in Cincinnati, and Mahoning Valley in Austintown, which is a suburb of Youngstown. We run year-round. We're one of the few states that has year-round racing. Mahoning Valley runs from the end of October through the middle of April, and then Thistledown and Belterra actually run at the same time. They run from May 1st until like the third week in October. Together, all the tracks have 296 total racing days among them. Ohio has for Ohio breds, we have 43 stake races that are highlighted by three best of Ohio days, one at each of the racetracks. That's what just happened at Belterra. It was their best of Ohio day where we had five $100,000 stake races. On Best of Ohio Day, the stake races are $100,000, and all the other stakes are $75,000. So Thistle Downs is August 14th. And Mahoning's Best of Ohio is somewhere around the last weekend of October, so October 28th or something like that. So those are our three highlight days. But over the summer, especially, almost every weekend, or at least every other weekend, there is a stake race for Ohio bred horses. At the end of June is the Ohio Derby, which is not an Ohio bred race. That's a $500,000 race that's held at Thistle Down. And horses that run in the Kentucky Derby and some of the other Triple Crown races will come to the Ohio Derby. Not the winners, but the horses that run second and third in those races will come because it's a $500,000 purse. And that's worth a trip to Ohio for sure.
The Ohio Derby, I have never been. I have been to the Kentucky Derby, but not to the Ohio Derby. Kelly, there's one to add to your list to check out for sure. And speaking of races, coming up, we are going to talk to the MGM Northfield Director of Racing Operations about the Battle of Lake Erie that's happening tonight. It's Northfield's longest running stakes event. It features Harness Racing's finest open class pacers from across North America. Dating back to its debut in 1986, some of the sport's greatest horses have raced in the battle. Jaguar Spur, Gallo Blue Chip, and three-time champion Foiled Again. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, stay tuned. You're going to find out what it's all about.
It's mud season. Are you looking for a fix in a muddy situation? Cashman's has you covered, offering innovative mud control solutions. We are also your number one source for the best deals on rubber mats for multi-use flooring, perfect for horse stalls, garages, and gyms. Cashman's Horse Equipment has been serving the equine community for over 40 years. Come and visit our location in Delaware, Ohio, and shop over 10 acres of equine farm and livestock supplies. Shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Be sure to catch the new podcast, The Top of the Stretch, presented by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. The podcast keeps fans of racing in the Buckeye State up to date on various topics concerning the sport of harness racing. The news and views of top officials, owners, trainers, drivers, and breeders in Ohio. That's the all-new podcast, Top of the Stretch, on the Facebook page of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Be there!
Looking for that special gift for the horse lover in your life? Bow River Jewelry provides custom-made designs using state-of-the-art equipment, hand finishing, and quality stones to ensure your jewelry reflects that love of horses. Bow River Jewelry creates 14-karat gold rings, bracelets, and watches that uniquely exemplify the mutual love between horses and humans. Contact them at bowriverjewelry.com to see the variety of horse-inspired jewelry available or call 888-860-7483 with custom inquiries.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel, and I am horsing around with MGM Northfield Park's Director of Racing Operations, Dave Biancani. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Michelle. How you doing?
I am great. Gosh, big weekend for you guys this weekend.
Yes, it's our pretty much our biggest and oldest stakes race of the season, the Battle of Lake Erie, $200,000 purse, and also, of course, we're simulcasting the third leg of Thoroughbred's Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, all on Saturday at MGM Northfield Park.
So the talent of horses coming through there on Saturday is the best of the best.
Yes, this is the very best of the veteran pacers, like four-year-old and up, pacing horses and geldings, pretty much the fastest horses in the sport overall. And we've got nine really, really accomplished ones this Saturday night.
And what are some of the names that we should be looking forward to?
Well, the favorite is a horse called This Is the Plan, coming in off a win at MGM Yonkers Raceway, our sister track, actually, out in New York. He won the $514,000 final of the Borgata Pacing Series. That's the richest race of the year so far. And he's earned more money than any other horse in harness racing this season. Trained by Ron Burke, who's the top trainer in the sport for the last decade, and driven by a guy, Yannick Gingras, that is arguably the best driver in the sport, too. So they are the ones to beat, but certainly not unbeatable.
Nice. And so is it an Ohio horse originally?
No, it is not. This horse I believe, is PA Bred, co-owned by people in Pennsylvania, Florida, and New Jersey. And Ron Burke, he's everywhere, but he trains, his home base is Pennsylvania. So really only one of the horses out of the nine is Ohio sired. A couple of them are Ohio trained and owned, but I mean, we cast a wide net here to get the absolute best horses in the sport. So it's usually a mix. They're coming in from Indiana, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, a couple from Scioto down in your neck of the woods. And a couple of these horses, one's an Australian bred and one is a New Zealand bred. That have been brought over here and have been racing very successfully in North America.
And how long has the Lake Erie race been going on?
The Battle of Lake Erie started in 1986, and we had it every year until 2020. You can guess why we did not have it in 2020. But we are very glad to have it back here in 2021. It's really the race that kind of put us on the map. Some of the best horses in the history of the sport have won it. A horse called Foiled Again has won it three times. He's the top money-winning horse in the history of harness racing, and a lot of other great names down through the years of really the top horses in the game.
Wow. What kind of purses are we talking?
This purse is 200 grand, so a little better than your average race, to say the least. It's our second richest race of the year, and you know the winner takes home 100,000.
And so if you don't have, do you have to get a ticket to come watch?
You do not. Everything is wide open now. It's free admission, free parking, and, you know, no more masks if you're vaccinated, no more, you know, crowd capacity, anything. It is, as of today, we are wide open. So come on out Saturday night and check it out.
And what time does the race start?
Post time for the first race is a little after 6. The first race will go. This is the 10th race. And I'd say a little, anywhere between like 9:45 and 10 o'clock, probably for the feature, the 10th race. And we have 15 races on the night, so we'll be rolling until about midnight.
Wow. And will you be, you know, we've kind of gotten used to virtual watching races. Will it be virtually shown?
Oh, yeah. You can watch Northfield every night for free at northfieldpark.com. Our live video signals up there every night we race, and replays are up there 24 hours a day. So any night you want to watch Northfield for free, just go to northfieldpark.com and click. There's nothing to subscribe to or password or anything, and you can watch the races every night.
And can you bet online?
You can bet online as well, not at our website, but through a myriad of ADWs, you know, all the big name ADWs, you can bet online. Absolutely.
Okay. So if you guys are looking for something fun to do Saturday night, look no further than MGM Northfield Park.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you, Dave, for stopping by, horsing around with us a little bit, and telling us what's going on over the weekend.
Hey, thanks so much, Michelle.
Stay right there. When we come back, we're going to have an update on harness racing in the Buckeye State from none other than Roger Houston himself. We'll be right back.
Looking for your next quality standard bred racehorse? Look no further than Sugar Valley Farm in Delaware, Ohio. Sugar Valley Farm offers stud services anywhere in the world, providing the best stallions available at any price point. With a stallion roster full of names like Well Said, Lather Up, Mr. Wiggles, and Down by the Seaside, winning must be in the water. For more info, call 1-740-363-5618. That's 1-740-363-5618 for Sugar Valley Farm.
With more than 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is over $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing. The mission of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. To learn more about the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, go to OHHA.com.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. It is time for our harness racing in the Buckeye State update from the Ohio Harness Horsemen Association's Roger Houston. Take it away, Roger.
This past month has been a busy one at the various racetracks in the state of Ohio. At Miami Valley, they began the month with Buckeye Stallion Series and Ohio Sire Stake events. Fastest winners in the Buckeye Stallion Series: 3-year-old Philly Pace was won by Pompatus of Love, Kane Kaufman for Kim Daly, the Mr. Wiggles Philly, 154-1/5. King's Cruiser won the 3-year-old Colt Pace Buckeye Stallion Series, the fastest of the divisions, 153-2. The Yankee Cruiser Colt was driven by Tyler Smith for trainer Jeff Neisonger. In the 3-year-old Colt Trot, the winner was Don't Forget a Little Man, Dan Noble for Deborah Swartz. The Don't You Forget It offspring, 158-1. The 3-year-old Philly Trot Buckeye Stallion Series fastest division went to Jogging Sweets. The Don't You Forget It offspring, 156-4. The driver was Kurt Sugg. The trainer, Edward Miller. In Ohio Sire Stake action, the 3-year-old Philly Pace was won in the fastest division by Summer Touch. Chris Page driving for Ron Burke in 153-1. Summer Touch is by Well Said. In the 3-year-old Philly Trot, Celebrate With Me, Ronnie Wren Jr. for Ron Burke, 154-2 for the Daughter of Full Count. The 3-year-old Colt Trot went to Winning Ticket, 155-3 for Aaron Merriman and Chris Beaver. Triumphant Caviar offspring, 155-3/5. And in the 3-year-old Colt Pace, Heart of Chewbacca was a winner in 151-2 for Dan Noble and Ron Burke. Heart of Chewbacca is by Bring On the Beach. The major race during the month at Scioto Downs was the Charlie Hill Memorial, going for $135,000, won by Its Academic, Yannick Gingras for Ron Burke, the Uncle Peter offspring, 152-3/5. Also during the month in racing action, Iron Maiden events up at Northfield. The final for the Philly and Mares went to Finesse, Greg Grismore for Kent Sherman, Western Vintage Philly, 155-1. Four Star Flash won the Iron Maiden for Colt and Gelding Pacers. Ronnie Wren Jr. driving for Brian Brown, the Western Vintage offspring, 154. The trot final for Phillies and Mares was won by Jogging Sweets. Kurt Sugg and Edward Miller teamed up. The Don't You Forget It Philly, 156-3. And the trot final for Colts and Geldings went it to Light It Up More, 157-2 for Jason Thompson and Rosie Moore. At Scioto Downs, they had some late closer finals. Kevin Greenfield Series Trot for Colts went to Fire Cross in 156. Kane Kaufman drives for trainer Ryan Miller. John Kineski Third Series Trot Phillies was won by Magic Credit Card in 156-1. Tyler Smith driving for Chris Beaver, the Credit Fashion offspring in the winner's circle. The Steve McCoy Series Pace for Phillies and Mares was won by Screamin' Demon by Racing Hill. Trevor Smith drove for Mark Wagner, the time 154-4. And the Jerry Knappenberger Series Pace for Colts and Geldings was taken by Rockin' Republic by Pet Rock in 152 for owner, trainer, driver Robert Taylor. In other action in the state, we should mention national season records were established. Fastest miles on various sized tracks in the nation, all combined. National season record was established by Southwind Amazon, 149-3, Aged Gelding. Yankee Boots, also an Aged Gelding, paced in 149-3 at Northfield. Billy Davis Jr. was the driver. I should have mentioned that Southwind Amazon, Tony Hall was driving for trainer Paul Holzman. That was the 108th win of the career of Southwind Amazon. A national season's record established by Stanford Court, the Brian Brown trainee, was driven by Ronnie Wren Jr., Aged Pacing Stallions, 150-1/5. MacDino, a Aged Gelding Trotter, established the national season's record for aged horses. Ryan Stahl, the driver, 153-3. Equaling national season records at Northfield, Big Boss Hill, 3-year-old three-year-old gelding pacer, and Imagine It, a 3-year-old gelding pacer, both pacing the mile in 153. Also equaling a national season record was Broken Heartsville. Keith Cash Jr., 156-3 for three-year-old Philly Pacers. Drivers during the month, Aaron Merriman leads all drivers in North America with 306 wins. Trace Tietrich is third at 237. Tony Hall is fourth at 223. Ronnie Wren Jr., fifth nationally, 221. Brett Miller is sixth nationally, 192. Dan Noble is seventh in the nation at 189. And finishing 10th in the nation, Chris Page at 171 wins on the year. As far as trainers, Ron Burke leads all trainers in North America with 332 wins. Sam Schilacci is sixth with 78. Brian Loney is seventh in a tie with Virgil Morgan Jr., each trainer with 70 wins. Well, that about wraps up the time that we've got for our report on harness racing here in the Buckeye State. From the Ohio Harness Horsemen Association, this is Roger Houston.
Thanks, Roger. That concludes this episode. We'll see you next week for some more horsing around.